أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى صدق الله العظيم. Discussing the incident of Hazrat Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam at the time when he was returning from Madian towards Egypt, taking an unknown road, a dark night, cold, and the wife is very close to giving birth to a child. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sees this fire, and eventually Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes towards that fire. Two intentions: either he gets some live ember so that he could light his fire, which was not lighting, or secondly, he could get some direction from people that he thought would be sitting around the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, falamma ataha, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to the fire. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, he has a narration with regards to this incident. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes close to this fire and he observes the most strangest, most marvelous of all scenes, that the fire in itself is on a tree. The tree is green and fresh. Now when one looks at this reality, that the fire is on a tree, that in itself is something that a human will marvel upon. Secondly, the tree is green and fresh. Thirdly, the fire is not burning the tree whatsoever. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was intent on getting an ember or taking directions. He can see no one around the tree. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam watches the scene that the fire does not burn the tree and the tree is green, and that fire also is something that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could not really understand what it was, in the sense that he hadn't seen a scene like this before. Then eventually Musa alayhi salatu wasalam continues to try to get his ember, but nothing falls from the fire, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now forced to go towards the ground, to bend down, to pick up some dry grass so that he will take it towards the fire to get some light. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam moves towards the fire moves backwards. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam retracts, when he comes backwards, the fire comes towards Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. After marveling and after a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nudiya ya Musa, it was called out, O Musa. Now this was even more strange to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that there is no humans around, there is no life around, and there is somebody that is calling upon me. Who can that person be? Secondly, where is the sound coming? Again, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, it has been narrated there that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not hear this voice with the ears of his head. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam perceived this voice. He perceived this voice with every limb that was on his body, with every sense that he had possessed. In other words, the voice didn't enter the ears of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It began to penetrate through the body of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Such was the scene that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is going through. In one narration also over there, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam actually questioned, where are you? Where are you? Where is the voice coming from? So the reply came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, I am above you, I am on your right hand side, I am on your left hand side, I am all around you. And in this marvel, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is called, and when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he responds to this call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's first statement is, Inni ana rabbuk, O Musa, certainly I am your Rabb, certainly I am your sustainer. And this is that kalam, this is that speech that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was availed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one narration, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, O Allah, am I speaking directly to you or via any intermediate? The response came that you are speaking directly to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's first command to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Fakhla'na alayk, O Musa, remove your shoes. In the ayat here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one rationale, Innaka bilwadil
al-Muqaddas Tua. Certainly you are in a very holy valley, a very holy place that is called Tua. Then some of the commentators express that when the place is Muqaddas, the place itself was a sanctified place, then you should remove your shoes so that your feet touch the ground of the sanctified place. Like when a person goes to the Baytullah, for example, although there may be marble there, but when we go there, we take our shoes off because of the sanctity of the place. Or some have stated it is the requisite of humility. When one stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one should remove one's shoes. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the conversation with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the reality. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.